A collaborative effort involving government, environment, and business interests has kept a construction contract in cake. While it's a small job, those involved say it's a model that could be duplicated in other economically strapped villages. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Luther Kobe lives in Cake, a village of about 600 people on the northwest coast of Southeast's Kuprinoff Island. His business, CSC Tree Service, was recently awarded a contract for some small Forest Service projects about 15 miles from town. But he has to wait.
The moose season started. There's going to be a lot of people driving back and forth. So I'm just kind of waiting for the big bang start now. Everybody's all excited to hunt and then give them a few days for them to calm down. And then there won't be so many people out there.
What's called the Little John Stewardship Project will replace or repair some deteriorating culverts and bridges. Kobe says he and two other residents will work on the project.
The money I make on this job, it all goes back into the community. That's the gas, the wages, the equipment rentals, all that stuff goes back into the community. These small villages, they really need stuff like that.
The contract was originally larger and included tree thinning and other timber work. But the Forest Service scaled it back, making it easier for local businesses to compete. The logging component could become part of a separate contract. The changes came after meetings with local businesses, conservation groups, and others. Tom Parker is an agency resource planning supervisor.
The Peters River Ranger District is working heavily on collaboration with local communities. And, it's an emphasis that I see coming from the forest itself, as well as from our district ranger, who brings over a lot of experience from the Thorn Bay Ranger District and a lot of collaboration efforts over there.
The Forest Service also purchased and shipped in supplies and materials because cake businesses could not afford to buy them up front. That practice also saved some money. The work will help improve salmon streams in the area. Old and damaged culverts can act as barriers for fish returning to spawn. The Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, a coalition of environmental groups, was among those collaborating on the project. Community organizer David Hafey says it was a success.
The Little John Stewardship Project intended to package work on Kuprinoff Island in a way that actually benefited the ecological health of Kuprinoff Island as well as the economic health of Cake.
Kobe says he's been awarded two other small Forest Service contracts, and he'd like to see more on the table. He says one could turn trees that mills don't want into a marketable product.
There's a lot of timber out here in Cake area. A lot of stuff not merchantable for lumber, but you can have a firewood processor right on site. You can be cutting up firewood and then bring it in on big trailers and then dump it and let it sit for a couple of years, a season under a roof, and then package it up and sell it and package firewood.
CX Hafey says the group is involved in similar efforts in the Wrangell and Hoonah areas. It's among conservation groups working with the Forest Service on its transition from large-scale logging to restoration.
All of those are multi-intention. They're all geared toward improving subsistence use, ecological health of watersheds, and putting locals to work rather than bringing folks in from outside and employing them for a few months and then sending them back home.
Many in the timber industry say the transition is bad for the region. Critics point out that a small contract's value, $26,000 in this case, is just a fraction of what one logger could make in a year. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.